If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, the month of May is preparation month. We are preparing for our summer revival in June, July, and August. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we are now asking all of our radio listeners, together with all of our church members, to join with us in prayer each day during the month of May, that God will send a sweeping revival to our community. We believe America needs a revival. We believe our city needs a revival. We believe our churches need revival. I can think of no better place for revival to begin than in the city of Fort Worth, in the hearts of God's people. So remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and the month of May is the month of preparation. We ask you to pray each day for revival during the days of the summer. In the meanwhile, we would invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. Believing the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we teach it in every class in our Sunday school. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Bring your family to a Bible-centered Sunday school at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. We have a very special guest with us this evening at 7 o'clock, one of America's foremost gospel singers, Mr. Larry Whiteford. Brother Whiteford was at one time an opera singer. He has long since dedicated his life to Jesus Christ. In fact, he pastors a church in the state of Michigan, and he is in demand all over America for his musical concerts. Brother Whiteford will be presenting a gospel concert tonight at 7 o'clock as a part of our Sunday evening worship service. We invite you to come and share this wonderful, exciting time with our guest soloist, Larry Whiteford, and this will be a blessing to your heart. Remember, that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Then this special word concerning our annual meeting of the World Baptist Fellowship. Worth Baptist Church is a member of the World Baptist Fellowship, which is composed of Baptist churches all over America and around the world. Our annual meeting convenes May the 16th through the 19th. That begins tomorrow night, Monday night, May the 16th, will be our open house. Our guest speaker, Dr. Bob Gray, pastor of the Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Many of you listening to this broadcast know Dr. Gray either personally or by reputation. You'll want to hear him tomorrow night. Remember now, the time is 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Arlington Baptist College for open house, the very first service of our World Baptist Fellowship meeting. Tomorrow night, May the 16th, 7 o'clock, your privilege to hear Dr. Bob Gray on campus of the Arlington Baptist College. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our annual meeting of the fellowship, Dr. Gray will be speaking again Tuesday afternoon at 2:45 and Tuesday night at 7. Our services, all of them this year, on the campus of Arlington Baptist College, 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. We invite you to share with us our World Baptist Fellowship meeting beginning tomorrow night, May the 16th, 7 o'clock, with Dr. Bob Gray. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you write this week, we will be happy to send you today's message on cassette tape. All you need to do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to receiving your mail this week, and we shall look forward to greeting many of you in our services at Worth Baptist Church today, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Remember, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, our evening worship at 7, our special guest soloist, one of America's finest gospel singers, Larry Whiteford, tonight at 7. May God bless you as you plan to attend our services, Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, here in Fort Worth. Our theme and motto for this year is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. We're in the process of building a new church at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We ask you to join with us in prayer, Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Divine Tranquilizers. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14. I shall read verses 1, 2, and 3. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for Thy wonderful blessings upon us. We rejoice that we have the privilege of voicing the gospel of redeeming grace. And I would ask that as this broadcast fills the air, that many hearts would be blessed, many troubled souls would be tranquilized by the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless our senior citizens in the rest homes, in the hospitals. Bless wherever this broadcast reaches today, that it might first glorify Jesus Christ, and that it might bring men to Him, blessing, encouraging, inspiring, and lifting up those who have fallen in these days. Bless the reading of Thy Word and the preaching of the gospel is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, I read at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Divine tranquilizers. We're living in a troubled world today. Some people live in a world that's no bigger than a pill box. A pill to put them to sleep, a pill to wake them up, a pill to keep them going, and a pill to slow them down. In spite of the fact that we in America manufacture the most comfortable mattresses in the world, Americans take more pills to put them to sleep than any other nation on the globe. If this age in which we live, an age of anxiety, of fear and frustration, could be characterized by one single word, it would probably be the word pill. This is a day of pills, potions, and pacifiers. I'm of this persuasion that the great percentage of the people who are popping pills could probably put an end to their problems by phrasing penitent prayers. You see, God invites us to pray. Call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God hears and answers prayer. And we believe that the way that men need to go today is the way that is prescribed in the Bible. There must be a way out of the dilemma that America finds itself in today. And the world, and your own life, there must be some way out of the problems, perplexing, trying, difficult problems that you have in your home, in your life, and in your business today. What about it, Mr. Businessman? Do you want a way out? What about it, housewife? Would you like a way out? What about it, husband? Are you seeking a way out? What about it, young people? Do you need someone to guide you, direct you, show you the way out? There is a way out. Is it the way of pleasure? No. The Bible says that in the last days men will be seeking and loving pleasure, but pleasure is not the answer. Is it the way of profit? No. No man profits who simply makes a dollar profit when he sells his soul. Is it the way of promiscuity? No, America has tried that, only to learn that it's frustrating, sinful, and that it is a nerve-breaking, nerve-wracking way of life. Well, then, if it is not the way of pills and pleasure and profit and promiscuity, what is the way? I hasten to tell you, unapologetically, unhesitatingly, unreservedly, the way out is God's way, the Bible way, the Jesus way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want to share with you in the message that I've entitled, Divine Tranquilizers, four capsules, four simple ways that you can have your heart and your soul and your mind tranquilized by the power of the Holy Spirit. Capsule number one is a capsule called hope. In this capsule, there is the promise of Christ's return. The hope of the Christian is not in the stock market or the military stockpile or in Wall Street or Fort Knox or Congress or City Hall or man's ingenuities, reasoning, science, philosophy, education. No. The only hope for the believer in this hour is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I read to you a moment ago where Jesus Christ said, I am going away, but I'm not going to stay. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My friend, if you will by faith take this capsule of hope, the whole program and spectrum of your life can be changed right now. You see, God wants to do something for you. God wants to do something remarkable, marvelous, wonderful, for you, for your life, for your home, for your family. And if you will take the capsule called hope, if you will take that by faith and simply look up and lift up your eyes, knowing that Jesus Christ is coming again, you can find a tranquilizer that will soothe your troubled soul today. Why not try it? Simply believe what Jesus said. Remember, this is what Jesus said. If I go away, I will come again and receive you. He's talking to you personally. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So, the first capsule is the capsule of hope containing the promise of Christ's return. Capsule number two is a capsule called assurance. This capsule contains a promise of answered prayer. Listen to verses 13 and 14 in this 14th chapter of John. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This capsule containing answered prayer needs to be taken by faith. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. And prevailing prayer produces perpetual power in your life and mine. You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. Here's some good advice. Anchor yourself to the throne of God, and then shorten the rope through prayer. Kneeling keeps you in good standing, and before you can get on your feet, you must first get on your knees. The powerhouse is always there, so push the button labeled prayer. Prayer changes things. And I might add, it changes people. God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or that we could think. There is a formula for answered prayer in the Word of God. Let me share it with you. Perhaps you'd like to take a pencil and jot it down. And remember, you can get this tape if you'll write for it. We'll give you the address again at the end of the message. But maybe you want to write them down. Maybe you need them today. Four simple things involved in God's formula for answered prayer. Let me give them to you. Number one, you must ask according to God's will. Ask according to God's will. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, listen to these verses. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Secondly, you must ask in faith, believing. There's no room for doubt when you begin to pray. I repeat, you must ask in faith, believing. Matthew chapter 21, at verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. All right, the third thing in the formula of answered prayer, you must ask in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, you must ask God whatever is in your heart. The proof of that is in John chapter 14 and verse 14. I just read it a moment ago, but I shall read it again. John 14:14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then the fourth thing in the formula of answered prayer, you must ask from an obedient heart. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Now let me repeat those very quickly. A formula for answered prayer. Number one, ask according to God's will. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Number two, ask in faith, believing. Matthew 21, 22. Number three, ask in Jesus' name. John 14, 14. And number four, ask from an obedient heart. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Let me recommend at this moment, you by faith take the capsule of assurance and believe that God will answer your prayer. Capsule number 3 is the capsule of comfort. It contains the promise of the Holy Spirit's presence. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us in this same chapter of John, in chapter 14, that He will send another comforter, verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, and that he may abide with you forever. And then, capsule number four is peace. It contains the promise of Christ's peace. Verse 27 of John 14, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Our Lord Jesus Christ guarantees you perfect peace if you will just take the capsule called peace. This is God's promise to you. There are divine tranquilizers. Let me repeat them quickly. Number one, the capsule called hope, containing the promise of the return of the Lord Jesus. Capsule number two, the capsule called assurance, containing the promise of answered prayer. Capsule number 3, the capsule called Comfort, containing the promise of the Holy Spirit's presence. And number 4, the capsule called Peace, containing the promise of the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are yours, and by faith, you can take each one of these for a happy, victorious, settled, calm, collected, Christian life. And may God bless you as you administer these capsules by faith in this hour. I have this footnote, and I shall be through with my message today. The great physician is waiting to administer divine tranquilizers to all who enter into his office by the way of prayer. Why don't you right now pause whatever you're doing, ask God to give you these capsules by faith. Again, I would remind you that it would be our joy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church today, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. The Sunday school at 10, the morning worship at 11, the evening worship hour at 7, our special guest, Larry Whitefoot, in a gospel concert that will be a tremendous blessing to you. And don't forget the meeting of the World Baptist Fellowship beginning tomorrow night, May 16th, with open house, our guest speaker, Dr. Bob Gray. Remember, all of these services, Monday through Thursday, will be held on the campus of Arlington Baptist College, located at 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. In the meanwhile, if you would like a copy of today's message on cassette tape, it's yours free and postage paid. All you need do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.